Leftist Facebook pages spread debunked lies after Trump win. By Olivia Rondo on November 18, 2024. Occupy Democrats and other major leftist social media pages are raging about President-elect Donald Trump's victory and his cabinet picks. Fear-mongering about rising food prices, infant mortality rates, and misogyny. On Feminist News, a Facebook page with over 1.8 million followers, they are spreading the lie that 9 male GOP members of Congress have been given divorce papers by their wives since Donald Trump was re-elected. One commenter received over 1,000 likes for claiming that the source is in the Washington Post. But according to fact-checkers at Snopes, the page completely fabricated that post. Another post from Feminist News claims the reason Trump won was because half of Americans read below a sixth grade level. The post ignored the fact that 20 out of 25 of the most illiterate U.S. cities are in counties that voted for Vice President Kamala Harris, according to a Yahoo Finance analysis. On Occupy Democrats, a far-left Facebook page, they are warning their 10 million followers to get vaccinated while you still can. The reason? They are seething over Robert F. Kennedy Jr. being picked by Trump to lead the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS. Expect a booming market in tiny headstones and infant funeral clothes, the page said in another fearful post, featuring Kennedy's face next to a tiny casket. Say hello to smallpox, another post reads, with a 1973 photo of girl in Bangladesh suffering from the disease next to a photo of Kennedy. Kennedy has been scaring the pharmaceutical industry for years and recently posted that the FDA's war on public health is about to end. If you work for the FDA and are part of this corrupt system, I have two messages for you. 1. Preserve your records, and 2. Pack your bags, he wrote in the weeks leading up to the election. Despite numerous sexual misconduct accusations, Clarence Thomas, Brett Kavanaugh, Trump and Matt Gaetz are elevated to positions of power. While their victims are silenced and shamed, another Occupy Democrats post reads. The ugly reality of American misogyny. Another warning from the page appeared to argue in favor of importing cheap manual laborers from the Third World. If you think food is expensive now, wait until we deport half the farm workers, the post stated.